Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Time and Space podcast. For so long now, I have been deeply fascinated and curious about the human belief system, the subconscious mind, and also the process of deconditioning. I have authored a book called I Am. It is the modern day guide for living life on purpose, elevating your personal power, and expanding your intuitive gifts. I am so excited to be sharing my thoughts out loud with you. For anyone interested, I am a 4-6 human design reflector, and I really enjoy sharing my insights and reflections and hope that you find something in there that can support you through the times that we are moving through right now. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello, friends. Thank you for being here with me. Before I say anything more, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to those of you that have reached out to me and sent me a message on Instagram over the past history of this podcast, just letting me know what has landed for you, that you're enjoying it or what you're finding supportive. I really appreciate you taking the time, and I love to hear from you. So if that's you and you want to continue a conversation, please get in touch, because it's such a joy to hear from you. So today I wanted to share with you, I felt this urge to record this while I am actually moving through something. And though I don't have a specific process, I feel that there is value in hearing a shared experience, hearing a shared, experience is the word, as we move through things. And I feel it sometimes can be helpful or supportive to get an insight into someone else's world. So what is happening for me at the moment is I am finding myself very, I wouldn't say triggered, that's not the word, but very emotionally stirred up. There are many things that are out of my control. So practicing a lot of deep surrender over and over, as has been the case for me in my particular situation, probably for the last 18 months or so now. And it just continues to deepen each day that goes past, each week that goes past, each month, you know, it adds up. And I feel like I continue to be called deeper and deeper into this process of surrender. This call / struggle to really let go, to release and to loosen the grip and to simply let things dissolve, drop away, and to not exist in my reality anymore. And so moving through this particular experience that's come up in the last day or so in particular, has stirred up or heightened the feelings. I definitely feel a sense of heightened emotions, and pressure. That's what I'm feeling. This pressure, it's like an energetic pressure. There isn't a particular point of access. It's just energetic and feels incredibly dense and intense. So I thought I would just share with you a few of the things that it's not that it's a specific practice, it's more a natural tendency now. I check in, I don't even pay that much attention to be honest, but I do a quick check in and I just feel with what comes up intuitively what I want to do. And if it was to be anger that I found, I would definitely turn towards a shake and release practice. And those of you may know that I am a incredibly big fan of my beautiful friend Cyan Pascal's The Light Collective, and so she has some incredible ball practices in there, which I would turn towards if it was anger or frustration that was coming up. I would probably do that first. However, I know that we can turn to practices like journaling, breath work, water exposure, cold water exposure, all sorts of beautiful practices. And I find that I don't tend to turn to those things first. So where I go as a default, or where I have gone, and this has been really interesting to see this transform over the past year or so, as I haven't specifically worked on this. However, I've done so much psyche and subconscious reprogramming on myself that it has been incredibly fascinating to watch how I become a new person and how my responses are different. And those are things that are often tricky to tell until you're faced with a different challenge or a different sticky situation or a different hand grenade, shall we say. So what I'm finding, or what I'm witnessing and just being incredibly self-aware around, is the shortening of length of time in my responses, in my allowance to sit in it. So by default, what I do now is I stay in the feelings, I stay in the experience. I don't try to run away from it. I don't turn away from it. I don't suppress it. I don't ignore it or bypass it. I don't drink, but I don't drink it away. I don't eat it away. I'm not turning to vices and addictions and distractions. So I've become way more comfortable with being in the experience. And that's something that I highly recommend for you, because what happens is, in doing so, you realize how strong you are and that you can move through anything that you're faced with. You truly can. And you know what the other side of that always, always, always looks like. And it is always incredible transformation, incredible sense of empowerment. It's a sense of freshness. It's a opportunity for you to meet your new self on the other side of it. So what I'm noticing is the length of time that I allow myself, or that it takes for me to move through these things, has shortened significantly. Things might have taken me weeks or months to move through before, whereas now it's taking days, if not hours. So what I tend to do is I will meet the experience, sit in the experience. I'll entertain all the stories. My natural state is to go to stories and think. I know for some of you it might be a completely different mechanism. However, I go into story mode, my mind goes into overdrive, and I make up all these scenarios. And so I don't stop myself from doing that. I allow myself to do that. However, I bring self-awareness to it, and I allow myself to do this for a limited amount of time until I say to myself, enough is enough. Enough is enough. You know, and a couple of things that I say to myself is when I need a pattern break and when I want to pull myself out of it is, none of this fucking matters. I just say, none of this fucking matters. And I know why. I know what the because is. Because in the whole scheme of things, this is just one tiny little dot in my experience of life. And I am here to fully experience it. And so I may not like what I'm moving through, and I may not like what I'm feeling, but that doesn't change the fact that in that present moment, that's exactly what I need. That's the medicine, and I need it. And so I do that, and then I practice surrender, and I practice telling myself, let it go. I address what my biggest fear is. I pay attention to that. What is my biggest fear really in this moment? If none of this actually matters, what is my biggest fear? And so I look at that too, and I pay attention to that. I stay curious about that. And I sit with it and allow it to move through me so it can move out of me. And if I find myself circling back, I just keep practicing surrender over and over. There is an incredible surrender prayer from Tosha Silva, and I may try and find that and post it somewhere for you, or reach out to me if you want it, and I haven't happened to put that in the details around this podcast. However, practicing that is also incredible. And then I go to work on myself. I do utilize the subconscious reprogramming that I do with clients. Of course, I use that on myself, and I just reach a state of peace, calm, and non-attachment with it so that I can move forwards. But I don't deny myself the experience, right? I think it was Erica Kramer that I've mentioned before who says, if you don't address these things and you just suppress them, they come back to boomerang your butt. And I can 1,000% attest, after experiencing that myself so many times in the past, to also seeing it in every single one of my clients, because that's what we're doing when we work together, right? We're addressing what beliefs and what experiences from their past are creating their current reality, and then we work together to transform it in that moment, right? So they can connect to their desired reality and be who they want to be. So this is all to say that everyone moves through things. You're not unique in having challenging times in your life, having challenging experiences. We all move through them, and we all have different ways of coping with them and bringing awareness to them. However, if I could just say one thing, it is when you sit in it and really meet yourself in that moment, a new you is birthed, and that is priceless. That is priceless. And I just would love to encourage you to know that it's okay to ask for support, and please do that if that's what you need. However, I want to encourage you not to deny your own wisdom, your own inner wisdom and inner knowing, that you have what it takes to move through things. You truly do. And as time speeds up and the dimensions are collapsing, this can happen at lightning fast pace if you choose for it to happen. I don't often share about I have a couple of small tattoos, and I don't often share what they're about. However, there's a little triangle. It was the first one that I ever got, and it's in relation to some very impactful work I did in my life with a past mentor of mine, John Brenton, who's now passed away. He was an NLP practitioner and had a school, an NLP school. And I got this one after he passed, and it points to me. And I got it to remind myself that in any given moment, I can choose my experience. I can choose to change. I can choose to take responsibility. I can choose to feel differently. And that choice can never be taken away. And when we tell ourselves that we don't have a choice, we deny ourselves and we lie to ourselves. And we do ourselves a great disservice. Okay. If you've made it to the end here, thank you for being with me. I hope that there was some value in that for you, and I would love to hear from you. If you want to work together in some way, shape or form, just reach out to me. I would love to be able to meet you and transform whatever you desire together. Have a beautiful day, and thank you for being here with me.